And when we were starting out and playing at bookies, we had unfortunately an incident where we got carjacked before carjacking was a thing. We're probably one of the first victims of it in Detroit, where we rehearsed at Gerald's. The drummer had a station wagon filled with our equipment, and they must have followed him home or followed him to, I forget where exactly this happened, but it was near Gerald's where we rehearsed, because I think he was probably bringing the equipment back there. And anyway, he and his wife or girlfriend, I think they were not married at the time, they were held up at gunpoint, and fortunately they weren't hurt, but the station wagon full of our equipment was stolen. But when word got out about that, the bands of the time at Bookies offered to help us do a benefit concert to, help us get a little money back to replace some of the stuff that had been stolen. So I'll never forget that, and I always thought that that was, even though sometimes it felt like the scene was a lot less cohesive or more competitive or divided, I'll never forget that the bands came together to help us and were, very kind and generous in that way. RUR was one of the bands. I think Cinicide was on the bill. I can't remember who else. I think that we put together a band just for that occasion with Katie Haight, who we still love and respect. She was with the band The Sillies. Anyway, so yeah, we had this benefit concert at Bookies. Must have been like in the late 70s also, like when things, we were trying to get back on our feet after having our equipment stolen. So